Today, in partnership with the Gord Downie and Chani Wenjack Fund, radio stations throughout Turtle Island have come together to amplify Indigenous voices and honor Indigenous peoples. It's a day to listen, and it doesn't stop here. Find out how you can continue the conversation at adaytolisten.ca.
We'll be right back.
This is A Day to Listen 2024 with your host, Julian Taylor.
Grand Rising. My name is Julian Taylor, and this is A Day to Listen. Today is the National Day for Truth and Reconciliation. It is a day to remember, to learn, and to honor residential school survivors and the little children who never made it home. I am so glad to be joining you today and sharing the conversations we have for you. I'm going to be with you for the next few hours, so here's a little bit about myself. I am an Afro-Indigenous musician from Tikaronto, Toronto. I'm part Mohawk and part West Indian. I've been a recording artist for 30 years, and my latest album is called Pathways. On this, the National Day of Truth and Reconciliation, we are bringing you A Day to Listen right here on this station. It is a partnership with the Gord Downie and Cheney Wenjack Fund. I am Julian Taylor, and I'll be back in a bit.
Pushing around the weather vane, Jesus. Municipal lottery sees the killer's face. Maybe it's someone standing in a killer's place. 20 years for nothing, well, that's nothing. Interested in something you didn't do. We kings and pretty things. Let's just see what the morning brings. There's a dream. Dreams where the high school's dead and start. It's a museum and we're all locked up in it after dark. The walls are lined all yellow, gray, and sinister. Hung with pictures of our parents, prime ministers. We kings and pretty things. Wait and see what tomorrow brings. Late breaking story on the CBC. A nation whispers we always knew that he'd go free. They add you can't be fond of living in the past. If you are, then there's no way that you're gonna last. We kings and pretty things. Let's just see what tomorrow brings.
From the CJ92 studio. for Toolshed Brewing's new small batch brew, entirely made with Alberta ingredients, Prairie Pride Wild Wheat Ale. Grab some at the tap room or your local liquor store.
It's the return of Calgary's original sound puzzle.
Is it tapping, pack of sugar, battery rolling on a table,
a lid on a mason jar?
The CJ92 Name That Sound Contest.
Oh my God, oh my God.
No way. Stop wasting your brain on Wordle, Quirtle, Bandle, and all those other puzzle games that don't pay you a goddamn penny.
You just won $10,000, buddy.
Yes!
No way.
Yes!
CJ92's Name That Sound Contest, powered by Benno Auto Repair. When it's time to ready or repair your ride, think Benno Auto Repair.
When you have high stakes on the high seas, it's all hands on deck. From producer Ryan Murphy, starring Joshua Jackson and Don Johnson. Dr. Odyssey, new episode Thursday at 9, 10 Mountain on CTV.
At Toyota, we believe your vehicle is more than just a ride. It's family. So make sure it's prepared for whatever Mother Nature has in store. Because winter's a lot like some people's in-laws. It's cold, shows up unexpectedly, and refuses to leave. Trust the experts at Toyota for premium winter tires, batteries, brakes, and more. Beat the winter rush. Book an appointment at shoptoyota.ca or contact your local Toyota dealer today.
Nurses used to flock to Alberta because we were number one. We had the best pay in Canada. Our hospitals were magnets, attracting the best. It was called the Alberta Advantage. What happened? Rising inflation, underfunding, not enough staff, decisions that put patient care at risk. Now, the same people who created this mess see they'll fix it with more government agencies and bureaucrats. Do they understand this is about supply and demand? It's about the market. A message from United Nurses of Alberta. Visit neednurses.ca.
I'm so excited!
Thanksgiving?
Nope.
Christmas?
Nah.
Then what?
Rocktober! Come into any Long & McQuaid musical instruments for Rocktober, powered by Yorkville Sound. We're celebrating with 12-month 0% financing and special deals on many of our top brands like Gibson, Yorkville, Trainer, Shure, and more. Check out longandmcquaid.com for details.
Long & McQuaid, where the music begins.
Raymond DeWalt's invention of the radial arm saw in the 1920s ushered in a new era of job site productivity. And ever since, the DeWalt name has stood for the pros. From revolutionizing the electric job site to advancing cordless tools, DeWalt will always innovate to help build Canada. To celebrate 100 years of innovation, look for select DeWalt products for $100 at participating retailers while supplies last. Ends October 30th. Restrictions apply. See DeWalt.ca for details.
Tonight, making his stand-up debut.
Oh, I can't believe you talked me into this. I'm gonna bomb.
No, you're not. Think positive. Happy thoughts.
I got nothing.
Well, BMO gives you a cash bonus when you open a checking and savings account.
Oh, that's good. Okay.
Yeah, to kickstart your savings habit. They also have great rates.
It worked. Well, see you later.
Hey, the stage is this way. Where are you going?
To BMO. A cash bonus is no laughing matter.
Learn more at BMO.com/cash. Terms and conditions apply.
BMO.
Our Lady Peace, 30th Anniversary Tour.
I'm thinking.
February 19th, Scotiabank Saddledome. OLP 30. On sale Thursday, October 3rd at 10 a.m. at LiveNation.com. Our Lady Peace, 30th Anniversary Tour.
Hi, Keith here from Speedy Glass. Looking to get your windshield repaired? It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. 1, visit speedyglass.ca. 2, select the service center and time that suits you best. And 3, get a rock-solid repair in under 60 minutes. Count on us to make repairing your windshield easy. Book your windshield repair online today at speedyglass.ca. Certain conditions apply. Details at speedyglass.ca.
Speedy Glass Repair. Speedy Glass Replace.
Your workdays on CJ92 are always comfortable thanks to Action Furnace. Book an annual duct cleaning today at actionfurnace.ca.
Callum.
Yes, Michael.
I'm really disappointed in you.
Why? The stores are doing fantastic.
I'm disappointed that you told Fiona about me being in love with Sarah.
Michael, I did not tell Fiona anything about Sarah.
Then how did she find out?
I have no idea.
What did Fiona say to you about me and Sarah?
All I can tell you is that Fiona went to Africa to talk to the people in charge of the diamond mines.
So Fiona knows that De Beers is being sold?
Evidently.
Every jeweler in the world is worried about what's going to happen when the new owners of De Beers take over.
De Beers took control of 90% of the worldwide supply of natural diamonds in 1891.
133 years ago.
My older sister Fiona is making sure everything turns out okay for the people of Canada and for Spence Diamonds.
Has she always been like that? A guardian angel?
I've been watching her do it since the day I was born.
We're lucky to have your older sister.
Everyone is lucky to have my older sister.
Spence. Woo! Located across from Chinook Center.
Attention Save On Food shoppers. We have an in-store special on potatoes.
Locally sourced potatoes, which, if unsold, will be donated to a local food bank or a farm to feed animals or return to the earth as compost. Because at Save On Foods, we believe that food should be put to its best possible use, not just thrown away.
We're extra passionate about helping our communities because a little extra can mean a lot. Learn more at SaveOnFoods.com.
Save On Foods, giving you extra.
50 or over? Ask your healthcare provider if vaccination for pneumococcal pneumonia with Prevnar 20 is right for you. Visit Prevnar20.ca to learn more. Now publicly funded for eligible Canadians and covered by most insurance plans.
One in three children experience some form of abuse, but child abuse is preventable, and we can make a difference together. On October 24th, wear blue and shine a light on child abuse. Visit lunacenter.ca to learn how you can go blue.
22 players come together to find the traitors among them.
Who will outsmart whom?
The ultimate murder mystery game, The Traitors Canada. New episode tonight at 8 on CTV. Stream tomorrow on Crave.
CJY-FM. Calgary.
An iHeartRadio station.
CJ92.
Hello, my name is Julian Taylor, and I'll be your host right up to 2 p.m. I am from Toronto, and I am an Afro-Indigenous artist, musician, songwriter, and performer. I've been doing it for 30 years and love it. I love people, I love stories, I love culture, and I love radio. Coming up, I'm speaking with an Olympian who is the first person to go to the Olympic Games from the Kainai Nation in Alberta.
Indigenous voices, this is a day to listen. In partnership with the Gord Downie and Shawnee Wenjack Fund.
Sego, I'm Julian Taylor, and this is a day to listen. Along with my co-hosts, January Rogers and Kim Wheeler, we are bringing you excerpts of conversations with movers, shakers, role models, knowledge keepers, and all kinds of inspirational people. To hear the full conversations, check them out at adaytolisten.ca. I cannot wait for you to hear some of these conversations I'm going to bring to you. So make sure you stay tuned. I'm Julian Taylor.
They say that we can reconcile it. Put it in the past. Say that we can reconcile this. What if I can't? It's in our blood. It's in our blood. It's in our blood. Why does it feel like we're on the edge? Staring down a certain day. Well, does it feel like the story ends before it starts? We
in the morning rays. I guess you know, just like the snow, we've fallen there, we've fade away. A month, a day, a week, a year, just like to say that we were here. We were here. So we fight here. And these days are feeling worse, even when they start losing meaning. It's in my blood. It's in my blood. It's in my blood.
The National Day for Truth and Reconciliation, and a day to listen on radio stations throughout the country. Learn more about Reconciliaction at adaytolisten.ca.
This is A Day to Listen. I'm Julian Taylor, and I was really excited to speak with my first guest, Apollo Hess, who had just returned from the 2024 Paris Olympics. Apollo is part of Canada's Olympic swim team and is the first person from Kainai Nation to go to the Olympics. This 22-year-old was named to the Olympic team after placing second in the men's 100-meter breaststroke at the 2024 Olympic Swimming Trials. Let's find out a little bit more about Apollo.
My name is Apollo Hess from Lethbridge, Alberta, kind of a smaller city about 2 hours south of Calgary. So I grew up with two brothers and a single mother. Yeah, that was kind of my family life growing up a little bit. I participated in pretty much every single sport you could think of. Did a little bit of everything. Did some speech and drama lessons. Me and my brothers all played different instruments growing up. I played the cello. I kind of got into swimming when I was six, and then fully committed to it when I was 14. And that's kind of where my swimming story begins. In the last year, it was really, really rough. I definitely had more down moments than ups, even though it ended up going well. But yeah, so in September of last year, I moved from Lethbridge, Alberta, my hometown, to Toronto, Ontario. And I was invited to swim at the National High Performance Center. So the Olympics for me was so crazy. It just really like flew by. I think I did a great job just staying in the moment. And those are going to be some memories that I'll be able to remember forever and just cherish forever. So for me, it was really great. I got to meet some people that I've only ever seen on TV before. I just made so many new friends and so many new memories. It was really just great.
We all have our gifts, but sometimes it's not always easy to find them or embrace them. Coming up, Apollo will share some of his struggles to qualify for the Olympic team. I'm Julian Taylor, and this is A Day to Listen.
Quarters in session, a verdict is in. No appeal on the docket today, just my own sin. The walls cold and pale, the cage made of steel. Screams fill the room, Lord, I drop and kneel. Silence now the sound, my breath the only motion around. Demons cluttering around, my face showing no emotion. Shackled by my sentence, expecting no return. Here there is no penance, my skin begins to burn.
So I held my head up high, I didn't hate that burns inside. Don't infuse their selfish pride. I held captive out from the sun.
I hear a thunder in the distance, see a vision of a cross. I feel the pain that was given on a sad day of loss. Lion roars in the darkness, only he holds a key. A light to free me from my burden and bring me life eternally.
Should have been there on a Sunday morning, banging my head. No time for mourning, ain't got no time. Should have been no time for mourning, ain't got no time.
is a day to listen. A day to elevate the voices of Indigenous peoples in partnership with the Gord Downie and Chani Wenjack Fund. For more information, visit adaytolisten.ca.
Show me how to lie. You're getting better all the time and turning all against one is an art that's hard to teach. Another clever word sets off an unsuspecting hurt, and as you step back in the line, a mob jumps to their feet. Now dance, good dance, man. So play it out, I'm wide awake. It's a scene about me. There's something in your way, and now someone is gonna pay. And if you can't get what you want, well, it's all because of me. Now dance, good dance, man. I never had a chance, and no one even knew it was really only you. And now you lead the way. Show the light of day. Nice work you did.
Is a day to listen 2024 with your host, Julian Taylor.
All day, we are bringing you conversations with a lot of interesting Indigenous people. If you missed any of them or want to hear full versions of the conversations, you can find them online at adaytolisten.ca. How you doing? I'm Julian Taylor, and I just released a brand new record called Pathways. I'm touring it this fall, so if you want to check me out, juliantaylormusic.ca. Coming up, more from my conversation with Olympic swimmer Apollo Hess, right here on A Day to Listen.
Take these pills. I'm sick of being okay against my will. I'm losing it. I'm losing it. Ain't a thing in this world that I'm gonna miss. It's all fixed now.
September 30th is the National Day for Truth and Reconciliation. It is also a day to listen when hundreds of radio stations come together in partnership with the Gord Downie and Cheney Wenjack Fund. While we have been chatting with residential school survivors and will throughout the day, we are also bringing you inspirational stories so you know that we are still here as Indigenous people. This is one of those stories. Apollo Hess is the first person from the Kainai Nation to qualify for the Olympics. I spoke with Apollo shortly after he returned from the Olympic Games and was finally having a bit of a holiday after a six-month grind in preparation for his Olympic debut. This is Apollo on the road to the Olympics.
The National High Performance Center is in Toronto, and well, technically in Scarborough. But before I moved away, I had to take about 3.5 months off of training. And I got a job working for an arborist in Lethbridge, and I saved up some money so I could afford to move away. I thought things were going pretty well. I mean, I was enjoying myself and all that for the first 3 months. But then come December, we went to the U.S. Open National Championships in North Carolina. Mm-hmm. And I swam pretty poorly. And so that was kind of a little bit of a reality check. And then a month later, at the beginning of January, I swam at the TYR Pro Series in Tennessee. Mm-hmm. And I also swam, I did pretty poorly again there. And that's when things kind of started to change for me. I had to put myself in a different space mentally and in the pool. Something just kind of switched after that one in January. And I started to feel a little bit of momentum. I was doing things in practice I'd never done before, just always pushing myself to the limits. Yeah, my training started progressing. My times in races started progressing. And this was all good. And I was preparing for the Canadian Open Championships at the beginning of April. And then also the Canadian Olympic Trials in May. And during Easter weekend, I went to one of my roommate's house for Easter dinner. And she had a basketball hoop and two brothers. And they asked me if I wanted to go shoot around. And so, like, naturally, growing up as an athlete, there's kind of only one answer to that. And so started shooting around. Then it turned into, like, 3-on-3. Ended up having, like, a really bad sprained ankle. And I couldn't walk. That was about a week out of the Canadian Open Championships. So pretty big building block of a meet. And then, so I couldn't really walk. I swam pretty poorly there. I had to tell my coaches that I fell down the stairs. I didn't want them to know I played basketball. That created a lot of doubts in my head. Going into Olympic trials, I kind of approached it with the mentality that I didn't have anything to lose. And I was just going to put my best foot forward, and that's all I could do. I accepted the fact that missing the Olympic team and not achieving my dreams was honestly probably less likely to make it than to miss it. So yeah, I guess for like the last 8 years, I've been dreaming about making the Olympics, and I put so much pressure on myself to do it. Once I made it, that's when like the pressure is kind of gone. And then I'm like, all right, I made it this far. Really hard to put into words, but there was less stress about the Olympics than Olympic trials.
I cannot imagine the pressure there is to push your body to its physical limits and have this dream that is so unattainable for so many. But Apollo Hess has overcome roadblocks, and he did it. He can forever call himself an Olympian, and that is so cool. And wow, this is a day to listen, and I am your host, Julian Taylor. We'll be right back.
We can build a better Canada by taking a day to listen. For more, visit adaytolisten.ca.
Standing in line to see the show tonight, and there's a light on, heavy glow. By the way, I tried to say I'd be there, waiting for.
Street, but not the freeway.